AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Asian stocks rose in Thursday trading, breaking a six-day string of losses. In Hong Kong, Jackson Wong with United Simpson Securities says Asian stocks did better because Wall Street did better.
I think mainly the rise between Hong Kong and China is from the U.S. markets, because U.S. rose 600 points.
The Shanghai Composite Index rose 2.2%. Tokyo's Nikkei 225 is up 2%. A Fire TV reporter posted video online of his execution of two former colleagues, which was broadcast live to a horrified Roanoke, Virginia TV audience. Vester Lee Flanagan's video shows him approaching WDBJ reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward, gun in hand, as they conducted an interview. He waited patiently to shoot until he knew that Parker was on camera, so she would be gunned down on the air. Colleagues recall that Flanagan was unhappy, always looking for reasons to take offense. Dan Dennison fired him from WDBJ in 2013 after checking out his many complaints.
After a lot of investigation, both internally and externally, all of his allegations were deemed to be unfounded, and they were largely under along racial lines, and that we did a thorough investigation and could find no evidence that anyone had racially discriminated against this man.
Sound courtesy Hawaii News Now. Firefighters are battling smoke as well as flames in Washington state. We caught Sue Baldwin clearing the roof of her real estate business in Republic of Washington.
Forest Service, at the last town meeting, asked the people of the town of Republic to clean up their roofs of any type of debris, and if you can, to put sprinklers out.
This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton was asked about the possibility that Vice President Biden will enter the race for the White House. Her response, she considers Biden a friend.
He and I were colleagues in the Senate. I worked with him as First Lady. I worked with him, obviously, in President Obama's first term. And I have a great deal of admiration and affection for him.
Jubilation over the recent birth of panda twins at the National Zoo turned to sadness Wednesday. One of the newborn cubs died after 3.5 days. Dr. Donald Neifler is the zoo's chief veterinarian.
Although we did see some slight improvement in the cub's overall condition and behavior, things turned and the cub's condition declined into the early afternoon.
Sound courtesy WTTG. The larger remaining cub is said to be strong. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.